The Amazon region contains the world's largest tropical rainforest and around 25% of all carbon stored on land. 60% of this massive carbon sink is located in Brazil, and newly elected Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has stated his intention to remove protections which limit deforestation and commercial activities in the region. Professor Bill Lawrence from James Cook University says the global consequences of such action would be dire.
Well, the Amazon's massive in terms of climate, no matter really how you look at it. It stores hundreds of billions of tons of carbon. So if that were released into the atmosphere, you'd in one stroke enormously change the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. But more than that, probably it's really this massive heat and moisture engine that's responsible for driving some of the most basic climate cycles on the planet.
Bolsonaro has proposed a number of changes to Brazil's environmental laws, including folding the Environment Ministry into the Agricultural Ministry and scrapping indigenous reserves. They're ambitious political goals, but he'll need the backing of Congress to achieve them, according to Dr. Garcia de Oliveira, a law professor at the University of Western Sydney.
Brazil is still a democratic country, so we do have environmental laws in place and do have strong institutions in place as well. So, for example, indigenous lands are protected under the Brazilian constitution. Okay? So to change that, we need to change the constitution. And to do that, we need the approval from the parliament.
Even if he can't change the laws, that doesn't mean Bolsonaro can't change funding for the agencies that enforce them.
If the president doesn't support some important organizations in Brazil and government agencies in Brazil, such as IBAMA, for example, which is the enforcement arm of the Ministry of Environment, it means that these organizations, they don't have the power to really work in the field, to really enforce and make enforcement actions in the Amazon that are important for the government to protect and enforce environmental laws.
Whether it's funding or the law that's changed, the environmental outlook for the Amazon under Bolsonaro is grim.
It seems like most things are not going in the right direction. I mean, he wants to weaken the Brazilian Forest Code, which has been absolutely critical in terms of trying to reduce deforestation there. I see very little on the horizon that suggests good news. Bottom line is Bolsonaro is got environmental interests and also the scientific community more worried about Brazil and the Amazon than certainly for me any newly elected president in Brazilian history.
So what recourse does the international community have? Most of the Amazon is located in Brazil, but its impact on climate change is international. Dr. Garcia says NGOs, foreign governments, and citizens need to take action.
We have to monitor what is happening in the Amazon and protest if things are not going the right direction. So just to give you an example, not long ago in 2017, the current Brazilian government announced that it would open a big area in the Amazon to mining. This announcement has caused an international outcry. So the president stepped back and revoked that decision. So this is what the international community, this is what us need to be doing now. We have to watch what is happening in the Amazon and take action.
But advocating for the environment has its risks in Brazil.
Brazil is the most dangerous country in the world when it comes to being an environmental activist. So they're averaging about 50 people a year murdered for environmental activism. And there's a number of them that are very famous, kind of martyrs. Chico Mendes would be one of the most famous. Actually, one of the environmentalists that was killed that probably had perhaps the biggest impact of all was actually a Catholic nun. And her name was Dorothy Stang, and she was working in the Amazon for many, many years and trying to help protect the indigenous people from illegal land theft and being overrun by big cattle ranchers. And she actually knew she was kind of being hunted, and turned out that a big wealthy cattle rancher actually hired a couple of professional assassins that tracked her, and they finally caught her, and then they murdered her. And in Brazil, you don't kill Catholic nuns. I mean, that just, the country was so enraged that I think everybody started to see Amazon devastation in a completely much more human way. And President Lula at the time actually sent the army in. After that, they started enforcing environmental laws. They started cracking down on illegal logging, on illegal deforestation. And that was really the beginning where we started to see the big decline in deforestation rates.
If international pressure doesn't prevent the environmental destruction of the Amazon, there are legal avenues, though they aren't well explored.
What can happen at the national level, and this is happening quite a lot, something called climate litigation. So meaning people, organizations, going to the courts or even international courts, claiming for environmental rights. Okay, so we would, it would be hard to really see that happening in practice, but we could, in the future, see, for example, countries going to the International Court of Justice, claiming that we do need to protect those rights in other countries. In Brazil, we do need to protect areas that have a global value and importance. And this is very essential for us to fight in climate change.
Bolsonaro is here for the next 4 years, at least. And while what he'll actually achieve remains to be seen, Dr. Garcia urges vigilance.
Civil society institutions, they have to have that very strong role in his presidency to really to monitor what is happening. We are hoping that he won't be able to change those very essential laws and protections that we have in place. If he is proposing, if he's proposing to change those very important laws that we have already in place, the Forest Code or the environmental laws, constitutional protections for indigenous lands, then we are in big trouble, and then there must be the civil society and our institutions have to be mobilized